Mishnayis Mesechta Midos. Mishnalef Bishloisha Mekoymos, in three different places in the Beis HaMikdash, HaKahanim Shemer Beis HaMikdash. The Kahanim used to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Really, we had this before in the Mesechta Tomid, that there's a special mitzvah essay of Shmiras Beis HaMikdash, and Lav Davka because we're afraid of Oivim, of enemies or robbers, but just because of Kovat HaMikdash. As the Kovat, the Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to have Shemer and people watch it. So here the Mishnah is talking about and saying there were three places where they had Kahanim watching the Beis HaMikdash. And these three places were the Beis Avtinus, that's a special house in the Azora where they used to make the Keteris over there. And then the Beis HaNitzutz, that's a special chamber that's on the north side of the Azora where they used to have like sparks there, meaning they always had an ash there, that there should always be an ash in the Azora, they always had the fire burning there. And also the Beis HaMoikad, and the place where they had that another chamber was also some say on the north side of the Azara, which also they used to have a madura, means a fire burning there. They gave off heat. That the Kahanim used to be cold, used to walk barefoot, so they used to want to warm up a little bit, or else some say after they came out of the mikvah, they would go there to warm up. That's called the Beis HaMoikad. There was always an ash burning there. So nitzis means there was a small fire burning there, always to have an ash tumid burning. But the Beis HaMoikad, that was a different chamber, was used to have like a bigger furnace burning there, that there should always be heat there. So kids, in these three places, you always had Kahanim watching the Beis HaMikdash. And some Machlokes, some of Farshim learned that you only watched at night, and some of Farshim learned, no, there was a mitzvah shmira, Yoim and Erev, Yoim v'layla. Now, v'halaviyim, the Leviim, b'esrim v'yechad makim, there were 21 places in the Beis HaMikdash where the Leviim also used to watch the Beis HaMikdash. So Chamisha, there were five al Chamisha Sharei Harabayis on the five different entrances, Shiurim, coming into the Harabayis. On each entrance there, on each gate there, there was a place for the Leviim to watch. And Arbor, four places to watch for Leviim, al arba pinoisa mitoichai, on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, when you're inside it, on the four corners there. So on the five gates inside, and on the four corners inside. That was nine. Now, chamisha, al chamisha shari hazara, again, there was another five, by the five gates opening up into the Beis HaMikdash, and arbor al arbor pinoisa mibachutz, and four on the four corners of the Beis HaMikdash, on the outside of it. So on the outside of the gate there was one, and on the corners on the by the outside there was one. So it comes out inside and outside had two different ones. So far we have 18. The echod belishkas hakorbin, one place to watch was the lishkas hakorbin, the room where they had the kabonis. Some said it is also by the Beis HaMoikad. We'll see later on in the mesechta. The echod belishkas hapreches, One of the room where they kept the curtains, they used to weave the curtains over there. So that's 20. The echod liachurei beis hakaparis, one of the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was called beis hakaparis, also had a place there with Levi, used to stay there to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Now Mishneh Beis, ish harabayis hoyemachzer al kol mishmer o mishmer. There was one person, like the superintendent, to be in charge to make sure of the shmir the people were watching. So the Hamamuna, the one that was in charge of this, over the shmir of the Harabayis, so Hayamach used to go around, like all Mishmer v'Mishmer, used to go around every night to make sure that like everybody's doing their job. The Yavukas Dokum Afanav, he had a torch burning in front of him. The Chol Mishmer Sheinu Oimed, any Mishmer that would not stand up in front of him, Oimeloi, Ish Harabayis. So the Amunah, the superintendent, would say to this person, Shalom Aleichem, give him Shalom Aleichem. Because he did not stand up for him, so he's afraid maybe he's sleeping. So he went to him and said, Shalom Aleichem. Nika Shu Yoshin, if he didn't answer back, then he could tell that he was really sleeping. So Choifta B'makoli, he would give him a bang with the stick as if to wake him up. And Urishuth Hoyuloi, the superintendent had permission, Lisrafest Susai, to burn his clothing. So not when he's wearing them, not to hurt him, but to burn his clothing. That was his punishment for falling asleep when he's supposed to be watching. The Noimrim, if people would say outside, in the Beis HaMikdash, Mak Hilbi Azor, what's this voice, what's this banging that we're hearing in the Beis HaMikdash? So they would say, Kol Ben Levi Leikam. This was the voice of a Ben Levi getting beaten up. Or the God of Nisrafim, his clothing is being burnt up. Sheyoshin lo yamishmorei, for the fact that he was sleeping when he was supposed to be watching. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Leimer, Pamach, as it once happened, Motzu etzache imoy yoshin, they found his mother's brother, that was a Levi, sleeping by the Mishmor, for Sofras Tzayson Echlem, and they gave him this punishment that they burnt his clothing. Mishneh Gimel, Chanisha Shorim Hoyu Laharabayis. The Harabayis, that there were five gates, that means in the wall around the Harabayis. The Harabayis, that's the mountain, where on top of the mountain was built the Beis HaMikdash. So around the mountain, there was a wall, and that wall had five gates to go inside it. So it's like this. Shnei Shari Chuda Min Hadorim. On the south side, that was the most side that they used to come in and go out. So they had two gates there. It was called Shari Chuda, the selection of a Nevi'ah then, that said her Nevu'ah there. So it's called Shari Chuda. And these two gates, Mishamshim Knisav Yitziyah, people used to come in and go out. But a lot of the binyonim inside the Beis HaMikdash was on the south side, therefore on the south side they had two gates. Now, Ki Poinois Min Amarv, on the west side, they had the gate called Ki Poinois, some says after his name, the person that built it, or was misnadiv the money to have it built. So also Mishamash Knisav Yitziyah, on the Amarv, the west side, also people used to come in and go out. Todi Min Atzofen, on the north side, the gate there was called Todi, also after the person that had it built. And this on the north side, the Hoyim Mishamish Klum, it wasn't really necessary, they did not really need it. As they're not used to go in and go out. It was only made just for beauty, to make it look nice. Or some say Kahanim, when the Hadav came about Kerry, they would go out that entrance, that exit, that Shar. Now Shar HaMizrach, on the east side, they were east side, they also had a gate. The Olav Shushan HaBira, on top of that gate was a picture of Shushan HaBira Tzur, a nice picture of Shushan HaBira. Some say Zeichas, remember the Melech Pras of Melech Kush that helped them build the second Beis HaMikdash. Now through this gate on the Shar Mizrach, Sheboi Kohen Godol, Hasarif Es HaPorah, according to Ramei Yeshit, at least, the Kohen Godol was one who used to burn the Porah Duma. So when the Kohen Godol used to go out from the Beis HaMikdash to burn the Porah Duma, and the Har Zeisim, he used to go out on this Shar, on the east Shar Mizrach, which was, that's called Sheboi Kohen Godol Hasarif Es HaPorah. Ufari took out the paradum also, the Chol Misadeh, all the other kind that were helping along with it, Yaitzim the Haramishcha, they would go out through this east gate to go to the Haramishcha, and that's where they would burn and take care of the paraduma. Now Mishneh Dalet, Shiva Sha'orim Hoyu Biazora. Now the Beis HaMikdash itself had seven gates to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosha B'tzofen had three gates on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Shalosha B'dorim, three on the south side, the Yechav and Mizrach, one on the east side of the Beis HaMikdash. On the west side there was no gate. Now Shebedorim, the gate on the three on the dorm on the south side was like this, was Shar HaDelek, the gate called Delek, that's what they used to bring in the wood for the Marocha, for the burning. Shenlo, the second one, was called Shar HaBacharis, that was the Shah, the gate of the Bukharis, used to bring in the Bukharis for Shechit over there, because the Bukhar is a Kochim Kalim, the Shechit is Kosher, even Bedorim. Shlishilo, the third gate over there, was called Shar HaMayim. That was the Shar HaMayim, that's what used to bring in for the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis, used to bring the water from the Meshiluach through that gate. Now, Shebe Mizrach, what was the one gate we had on the Mizrach? That was called Shar Niknor. That was the Shar Niknor. That was the name of a person called Nikner, that he brought these losses, these doors, from Mitzrayim, as Gemara in Yuma says. Now, there are like two chambers in this gate called Shah Nikner. Achas miminoi, one was on the right side, one was on the left side. Achas lishchas Pinchas Hamalbish, one was called the room of Pinchas Hamalbish. The Yachas, one was called lishchas oisei chavitim, the room where they used to make the chavitim, that's a special mincha the Kohen God used to bring every day. So it was Lishcha Pinchas HaMalbish, he was the one that took care to make sure the Kohanim or the big dekuna, they had the begodim to wear. So his gate, his room, was right by the Shar Nikna. Now Mishnehei, Vishev Atzofen, what about the north side of the Beis HaMikdash itself? We had before, it had three gates there also. So there was the Shar HaNitzotz, Ukiminach Sadra Hoyu, had like a porch there, the Aliyah Bnu Yagabov, and there was an upper chamber built on top of it. Shekhanim Shemim Mamalov, the Kerman, the Kanim used to watch on the top of it. And Bahalaviyam Mulamata, the Leviyam were on the bottom. Hopesa Choyla Lechayel. And it had an entrance there, it had a door like to go into the Chayel. Now this Chayel, we'll see later on, this is like a width of 10 Amis in between the Srug. It's like in between the wall and the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the Chayel. So there was an entrance to go in there from the Shar Hanitzutz. And the Shar Hanitzutz means, like we said before, there is always a light there that they should always have Eish in the Beis Hamikdash, and there's a cost in the order for them to light something there. Now, Sheni Loi, the second gate on the Tzofen side, was called Shar HaKorbin, and Shlishlo, the third one, was called Beis HaMoikat. Now, the Shar HaKorbin, the Pshat, is used to bring the Kotche Kedoshim to make the Shechita B'Tzofen through this gate. That's why it was called Shar HaKorbin. And the third gate was called Beis HaMoikat. That was also, that we had before, that was used to have a fire always burning there to keep them warm. Now, Mishne Vov. V'arbo L'shochos Hoye V'Beis HaMoikat. There were like four chambers, four compartments in this Shar, by this last Shar we had, called the Beis HaMoikat. On the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, this Shah, this entrance, this gate called Beis HaMikdash, there were four chambers there like. There was Kitonios, Psuchos Latraklin. Kitonios sounds like a small room opening up into a big room. That's like these small four compartments opening up into the Beis HaMikdash. See how these four small chambers, four small rooms there. Shtayim Bakodesh, two of these rooms were built on the Tchum of the Azor, the Beis Hamikdash itself. Ushtayim Bachol, two of them were built like on the outside, on the Chol. There was this wall of the Beis Hamikdash, that's where the Kedusha starts. And right outside it is called the Chol. So Kitzur, two of these chambers were like built on the outside of the wall that was called Chulun. And Veroshe Pisposim, meaning the tips of the head of the tips of the beams over there, Mavdilun used to separate Ben Kodesh Nechol to know exactly where exactly ended the Kedusha of the Azara and where started the Chol. Or Mahoyo Mishamshes, what do they do with these four rooms there, these four chambers over there? Is Marovis Dreimis, the south west side, he hoysel Lishkes Tloy Korban. That was the chamber where they used to have the Korbanis, the Tloy, the young Tloyim. And they used to check out the lambs there, the small Tloyim, for the Korban HaTomid. Dreimis Mizrachis, the southeast side, he hoysel Lishkes Oysel Lechem Aponim. That was the room where they used to make the Lechem Aponim for every Shabbos. Mizrachis Tzvainis, the east north side, Bo Gonzu Beis Chashmanoi Es Avnei HaMizbeach Sheshiksom Malchi Yovam. Like the Malchi Yovam, they used the basim, they used the Mizbeach for an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, when the Chashmanoim went over and was Matairit, they were gone as those Avonim. They broke it up, chopped off those Avonim, and they hid it in this room. So that's Pshat, in this chamber over here, Gonzul Beis Chashmanoim, the Beis Chashmanoim, after it was gone by Hanukkah time, they put those stones of the Mizbeach, as Avni Mizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach, that Sheshiksum Malchi Yovam, that Malchi Yovam used them to use it for Korban for Avodah Zarah. Now, Tzvonis Marovis, the northwest side, Bor Yodin Lebeit HaTfilah, that's what used to go down to the Beit to the Mikvah. And the Pshat is, we said, this whole Lishka was called the Beis HaMoikat because it used to have heat there, it used to have a nice furnace always burning there in order to keep the Kanim warm.
The Mishnah Zayin, Shnei Sheorim Hoyu Lebeit HaMoikat.
This big room had like two shorim to it, two gates. Echot Psuch Lechayil, one was to the outside to go out into the Chal that's outside the Azorah. The Yechot Pesuch Azorah, and the other side was to go into the Azorah itself. There were two different gates. Omer Rav Yehuda says, Zeh Shoy Pesuch LeYazorah, the top gate that was opening up into the Azorah, into the Beis Hamikdash itself, Pish Pish Kotten Hoylov, it had a small door to it also. Sheboy, in that small door, Nichnosim Livlush Es Azorah. That's when the person went in to check out the Beis Hamikdash to make sure all the Kalim were in place. Like every morning we had one kind to go in there to check everything out, to make sure everything was in place. So he used to go through that small door. Now, Mishnah Ches, Beis HaMoikat, this big room called the Beis HaMoikat, keeper on top of the roof was like an arch. It was like a round on top. Obayas Gadolhoi was a very big room. Mukhef Ravdim, Shalev Mihalakadis, and Mesech HaTomid. On the walls of it, there were like stones sticking out. There was a pavement of stones. That the Zikne Beis HaYishonim Shom, these big stones sticking out, the oldest kainim, old kainim used to sleep there at night. They used to have the keys to the azovas in their rishus. They took care of it. Nobody could take the keys without asking them permission. But the young kahanim, each one would sleep on the floor with his own blanket, like his own pillow. Mishnah tests. There was a place there in the Beis HaMoikad. There was one amma by an amma. The tablo shoshayish. It was like a piece of marble. There was an amma by an amma. The tabas hoisikavu, but had a ring on top of it. The shalshelis, and there was chains. Shamafta choyis luyis, but that the keys were hanging on that chain. Hegiyas manhanila. That's what he used to keep the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. So there came the time to lock the doors at night. Hegbiyas hatavu would pick up his big piece of marble, put the bath with its ring. They would take the keys from the chain. Venoel hakoyim b'fnim, and the koyim would lock the doors from the inside. Or ben Levi yorshim lemibachutz, and the ben Levi would sleep like on the outside. Some say he would be sitting outside. Yorshim lemibachutz, tamish Leviim shom bachutz, that Leviim that was sitting outside the Azorah. Now, government, you know, when you finish locking up everything, then he put back the keys, the shalshelis. He put back the keys on this chain, and the big piece of marble, Lama Bainam will come back to his place. And Nosuk Susilel, small coin, will put like his blanket on top of it, and Yoshna, he would sleep there at night on top of the keys. Now, what's going to be Eira Kerab, let's say one of the Khanim saw Kerab came Tommy at night time. So yet he would go out, he would go down the steps, the winding steps. Ha'ilechas takas tabir, they go on the bottom, underneath the tunnel, underneath the Beis HaMikdash. You go to the Beis HaMikvah there, to the Beis HaTefillah there. The Haneiros, Dotem, Mekan, Mekan, there were lights lit in both sides of the path going there. Shemegila Beis HaTefillah, until they got to the Beis HaTefillah. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Vaymer, the Mesiba Ha'ilechas takas achayel. He said, no, it was a little bit different. He used to go to the steps that were going down underneath the chayel. And Yotzi would leave the Beis HaMikdash. That's the way the Kohen that became Tomei would leave the whole Harabayas he holds. Like he would not stay in the Machlekes. Woman Yom says, after the Mikvah was able to stay there till the next morning and then leave. And Yom Lez holds known that after the Mikvah he would have to leave, go out through the Chayil, and then leave the base of the Azorah to go out through that Shara called Todi. Yes. Kitzur Blaz holds that when he came up from the base at Filah, he did not go back to the base of Moikud, but rather he went through these mechilas to attack this lechayil, and he went out to the Harabayis. Now Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph, Harabayis hoya chamesh meyos amo al chamesh meyos amo. The Harabayis itself was 500 ames by 500 ames. Now Ruba min adorim means on the south side of it, that's the part that most of it was open, that was not where the Beis HaMikdash was built. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash was built mainly on the southern side. Therefore, the dorm, the south side of it, was mainly open to be used. Shenila, what was the next part that had the most space? Mina Mizrach, on the east side of it, also was not so much of the Beis HaMikdash, was also open to be used for other things. Shalish Shiloi, the third amount of space was Mina Tzofen on the north side. It wasn't that much there, because the Beis HaMikdash was built on the north side of it. And Muta, the least amount, was Mina Marav on the Marav side of the Harabayis. Now, Mokim Shayurev Midosai, Shamhoi Rav Tashmishai. Like we just got finished saying, the place that was more open, that's the place that had more use there. So therefore, on the Durham side, that part was most open, that's the part that had most use there. They used to put things there, they used to have houses there, or Batmul Tashmishon, they used to do things there. Mishnah Beis. Kol HaNich Nosim LaHarabayis, whoever came into the Harabayis, Nich Nosim Derech Yimin, usually walk in on the right side, or Makifin V'yetzim Derech Smol, they walk around it and come out on the left side. Al Derech Kovid, you're supposed to go the right, go around the right side. Chutz excluding, the Mishera Dover, something bad happened to the person, let's say the person came in Ovil, became a Menuda, then it was different. So what? That Shumakil L'Smol, he would go around his left side. And if so, therefore people would ask him like, Maloch Makil L'Smol, how can he be going around on the left side? And he would have to answer back and say, listen, Shani Ovel, I'm an Ovel. So then the people say back to him, Hashreichem Abayis says that you're not chemical, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shrine that's in this Beis HaMikdash, it should be Menachem you. That's where the Menachem, the Yovel. Or else, let's say, he would say, Shani Menuda, I was put into Nidui. So they would say back to him, Hashreichem Abayis says that Yitem Belibam V'yikavucham. But the Shrine here should help you out, should be believed into those people that put you into Nidui, and be Nachakam, they should be Menachem you. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. There should even be Menachem, the Menuda, in this Lashon. However, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said back, no. Sison kilu over olav esadin. Like this, you're saying that as if the people that put him into Nidui did something wrong, or they did something wrong. That's Lashon and Smashma here. El Rav, he says they should say like this better. The Rav Lashon should be, Hashreichem Abayis Azeh, the one who lives in this house, Yitein Belibu, he should put into his heart, V'sishma, the Divrei Chavarecha, V'yikavucha. That other, we should say like this rather, that our Sheikh and Baisat in the Shechina here should put Yitem Belivcha into your heart, Vesishma Divrei Chavarecha, as if to say, you should go do tshuva now. You should be a Mahadim b'tshuva, and be Kavucha, then they'll be Mekabu you, and they'll take away the Nidu. That's the Lashon you should say, as if the people that put you into Nidu were right, and you were the one that should do tshuva. Is Midas here, the Flamed Heim Ralafi on top is Mishneh Gimel. The Mishneh says Mishneh Gimel. Lefnim Mimenu, you inside the Harabayis was a Seirig. That was like a little wall that went around the Yazor, around the outside of the Beis Hamikdash was a Seirig. Gevoy Yazor Tzvachim was tall 10 Tzvachim. Ushleisha Esrei Protos Hayasham. There were 13 openings there in that wall in the Sirug. That was the wall, this little wall around the Beis Hamikdash itself. How do they have these 13 openings? She'aprotza malchi yavim. When the yavim came into the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they made 13 pritzas there. They broke through the wall 13 places. What happened was by Chashmonaim, Chozru Ugdorim, they went and fixed up those 13 pritzas. The Gozer, the Medlai Kalocha, Agedah, Agzeirem, She'kenegdem Sholosh Esri Shtachvois. Like whoever would pass by one of those places where there was a pirzom, there would be a mitzvah to bow down there, to make a shtachma, to bow down. So if as many as you pass by, that's how many shtachmas you'd have to make, one at each place. That was the surug, that was like the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, lefnimimenu, inside this outside wall, this outside gate, was called the hachayim. The hachayim, that's the first inside space of that, which was Eser Amos. It was 10 Amos wide. That inside the outside wall, there was 10 Amos open, called the Chayim. It had a certain amount of Kedusha there. Now, Ushtei Mesrei Malas HaYisham, there were 12 steps going up, because as you went up the Harabayis, like, it got higher and higher. Like the Beis Midrash was on top of the peak. So you're going up now, so there were 12 steps going up. The Shilcha Chatziyama, each step like was a half an hour up. It says Rum, excuse them. Yeshlesha Malas Hoyisham, Rum Hamayla Chatziyama, each step was a half of an hour tall upwards. The Shilcha Chatziyama, and the width of it was a half of an hour. Like went up a half and went in a half. Went up a half, went in a half. So altogether it was up 6 amas. Now Kol Hamayla Shoyisham, all the steps that were on the base of Migdash, was this type of measurement. Was Rumala Chatziyama, went up a Chatziyama, Veshulcha Chatziyama, and went in a Chatziyama. Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the steps that went up to the Ulam. There were 12 steps there, going up to the Ulam, and we'll see there, those were had different halachas. There were different sizes. Now, Kol HaPsachim V'Yashom Shershom, all the doors and gates in the Beis HaMikdash, were Gevoyim Esramam, were tall, 20 Amos. For Rochman, they were wide, Esramas, 10 Amos wide. Again, Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the gates and doors by the Ulam. It had a different size, it was bigger. And we'll see later on. Yeah. Over there, the Pesach was 40 Yamas tall, and it was wide, 20 Yamas. Now, Kol HaPsachim Shosham, all the doors that were there in the Beis HaMikdash, Hoyulam Tlosot, they all had doors to them. The openings, they had doors. Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the entrance into the Ulam. That there did not have a door, but rather they only had a prayer because they had like a curtain over there. Kol Hashorim, all the gates, Hayusham, hoyulem shkoifos. They have like a mashkif on top, or board on top of it, that the gate like will close on top of it. Chutz mishar todik, excluding the gate on 2D, we had before that wasn't used too much, only a kind that was tummy went out that side. That was on the tzofen side, on the north side of the Chaymas Harabayis. Shoyu shom, chutz mishar todik, that there was not a beam going straight across on top of it, but rather shoyu shom shteyavonim mutos zu agarzu. There the top was made like a little like a V, opposite V. It was made like two stones going upwards, like a point upwards. That's the way it was. Now kol hashorim, all the other gates shoyu shom nishtan aliyah shozov. As the years went by, the rich Klayus who got, they used to coat all the gates with gold. Chutz mishan nikta, excluding the gate going into the Azara, the shan nikta, that was the entrance from the Ezra's Noshim into the Ezra's Yisrael, that did not change, that they left with Nechoshes from Kappa. Mifnei shenasa ben Neis, because Neis happened with that shan, that gate came from Mitzrayim, and was a person called Rachfandria that went to Mitzrayim to bring the gate to Eretz Yisrael to use for the shower. And brother Ness happened and was traveling on the ocean when the boat, a big storm came, so they threw one gate over, and they were about to throw the other gate over. This Nitin like jumped in and said, if you throw it over, I'll go over also. The kid said, then the storm stopped, and he felt bad about the one gate that was lost, and when the ship reached dock, that gate was found also. Skits and Nisim happened with it, so we didn't want to change it. No, the copper over there was very shiny, so therefore they didn't have to change to make it look like gold. It was better the way it looked. So if all the other gates were changed to be coated with gold, except the Shah Nikner, that stayed the way it was. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Kol HaKsolim, all the walls of the Beis Hamikdash Hashem HaYigvoyim were tall walls. Don't say how tall, they're very tall. Chutz Mikos LaMizrach, excluding the wall of the east. The east side wall was not so tall. Why? Because Shehakoyin HaSerif HaSaparah, the Kohen that had to burn the Parah Duma on the Har HaZeisim, Oymed Breish Har HaMishka, he would be standing on top of the Har HaMishka opposite the Beis Hamikdash, O Mischavein V'Roya B'Pischo Shel Heichel, B'Shas HaZoyas Adam, when he would be up there in the Har HaZeisim, spritzing the dam, would be spritzing it towards the Beis Hamikdash, and he's supposed to be able to look through the opening into the Heichel, B'Shas he made this Rikas Adam. See, if there would have been a big tall gate on the Mizrach side of the Beis Hamikdash, he wouldn't be able to look through. Therefore, the place on the Mizrach side was a very low gate, very low wall, there by the entrance over there. So therefore, he was able to see above it, straight through, and to see through the Pesach of the Heichel. Yeah. Now, Mishnehei. Ezra's Hanoshim, that's the first Ezra inside the Beis Hamikdash. That was Hoysa Oirech Meyu Shleishim V'Chomish. Al Reichiv Meyu Shleishim V'Chomish. There was 135 Amis by 135 Amis. That was the widest room there in the Beis Hamikdash. And V'Arba L'Shochas Hayu V'Arba Mikzaseh. There were four rooms there on the four corners of it. Shalaboyim Aboyim Am. Each room was 40 Amis or 40 Amis. They have no roof on top of these rooms. That would be in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, also be the same way. There would not be roofs on top. Because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, take you out to the outside chotzer, v'yabereinu al arba mikzei chotzer, the four corners, v'yinei chotzer b'mikzei chotzer, chotzer b'mikzei chotzer, v'arbas mikzei chotzer, the four corners, chatzer, it says keturais. So that these four corners, each chutz would be like keturais. So it means v'yen keturais el sheinim mekoros. Keturais means that they have no roof on top of it. So therefore, these four rooms have no covering, have no roof. Now, amohayim shamshes. What do they do with these four rooms here? So dreimis mizrochi is the top left side, the southeast side. He hoyis salishlas hanazirim. That was lishlas with the nazirim, a nazir. Came there, he had to take care of his kabonis. Shesham hanazirim mevashlem hashamayim. There's a special mitzvah when he brought his korban shlamim to cook the zroya. He had to cook up the zroya in a pot and give it to the kohen cooked the zroya bashayla. So he would cook it up in that room. or Megalchin and so on, and give him a haircut there in that room, or Mishalchin Tachas Adud. The mitzvah was to burn his hair underneath the pot that they're burning, the Zroya Bashela, underneath that pot in the fire that's cooking up his shlomim, his Zroya, the arm of the shlomim, and that's where he would burn his hair. Now, Mizrochis Tzvoinis, that's the east, north side, the bottom left side, that was Hihai Salishka Seitz, that was where they had the wood, they used to store wood there for the Marocha. Shesham HaKanim Bali Mumim, the Kanim with the Bali Mumim, couldn't do the Avoida, was Masli Moitz, and they would check out the wood to make sure there's no worms in it. And the Cholait Shinim Tzabot Tolas, any wood that they find a worm in it, possibly Agabi Mizbech, you cannot use it for the Mizbech. It's not nice to use such a piece of wood on the Mizbech of Hashem. So you used to have these Kanim check it out in that room. Now, Tzvoinis Maravis, the northwest side, he hoists the Lushka Samitzurim. That was Lushka where a Mitzurah would go there. That the Mitzurah had to go there and they brought him in to make the Azoyer on him. So to put the Behenes, to put the oil on his Behenes thumbs. So he was from that Lushka. From there they took him into the Sres Noshim, took him into the Shar Nikna. Now my Ravish Tremis, the west south side, Omer Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Lezer ben Yaakov says that Shechachti Mohoysim HaShemeshes. He forgot exactly what he was doing. What happened there? And some said it's right, he's the Iketan of our mission here. So he said he forgot exactly what they did there. On this, Abishol says no. But he just says, Shom Hoyu Nisnim Yain V'Shemen. That's when he used to store the wine for the Nisach HaYain and the oil that was used also for the Menachas. And he Yaisam Nikras Lishchas Beis Shmanya. They would call it that room, Beis Shmanya, mean the oil room. That's what they would call it. Now, V'chaloko Hoysav Rishayna. At the beginning, it was very smooth. It was smooth. That means the Ezra's Noshim itself was smooth. Rishon Kleiner. It means to say, at the beginning, the walls of the Ezra's Noshim were very smooth, with nothing sticking out of the walls. They were smooth walls. But Vekifu, Kitzites, for later on, they made like a torch sticking out. They made like beams sticking out in the middle of the wall. What did they do that for? To make like a little attic over there. Shehanoshim Reyes Mamalim, like in the Ezra's Noshim on Sukkot used to be the Sukkot's base of Shereva. So used to make like beams sticking out from the wall that the ladies would stand upstairs. Shehanoshim Reyes Mamalim, Shehanoshim Mamalim, and the men were downstairs. Kadesh Lo Yiyu Marov, they should not be mixed up together. As here by the Sukkot's base of Shereva, the dancing, singing there, so they wanted they shouldn't be together, the men and the ladies. So the men were downstairs and the ladies were upstairs. Now, after the Ezra's Noshim was V'chomesh Esrei Milus, there were 15 steps now. Olus Mitoch L'Ezra's Yisrael. That went up from the Ezra's Noshim to the Ezra's Yisrael. The Ezra's Yisrael, that's really the beginning of the Kedusha, of the Mokom Hashchina, of the Beis Hamikdash. So there were 15 steps going up there. Keneged Chomesh Esrei Milus Shabbatilim. Connected the last 15 Shir Malasin, and then the last Sefer of Shabbos, that's from Per Kuf Chof to Per Kuf Lamed Aleph. So those 15 Shir Malasin we say on Shabbos is connected those 15 Shir Malasin. Shaleim Alevim Amir Bashir, that Bishasti or Simcha Vesa Shereva, the Levim used to be standing on these 15 steps and say the 15 Shir Malasin. The Lehoyu Terutais, the steps were not straight steps. Elu Mukafas, they were like in a semicircle. Kechatzi Gronagul, like a half of a semicircle. That's the way the steps were. The steps were in a round, circular form. Now, Mishnah Vov. Velishchoi Soyu Tachas Ezras Yisrael. Interesting. Underneath the Ezras Yisrael, there are also some rooms there. Obsuchas Li Ezras Noshim. That they would open up into the Ezras Noshim. In other words, you're going up now 15 steps. So the Ezra's Yisrael is much elevated more than the Ezra's Noshim. It's like in that elevation, there were some rooms there that opened up into the Ezra's Noshim. Sheshom ha-Levim Neisnim Kinoiris. That's what Levim used to store and leave over their flutes, the Kinoiris, or the Volin, the harps. The Kino is also type of a harp. Or Mitzotayim, the Chol Kleshir, all different type of instruments they had there, they would leave there. Now, Ezra's Yisrael, how big was the Ezra's Yisrael? That's the beginning of the Azor itself. That's the beginning of Machne Shechina. Ezra's Yisrael, Hoy Soirech, Meya Amo, Ushloishim V'Chomish. it was long 135. It was only wide 11 amis. But the length, I mean, the length of the whole base, not the length, this really the width of the whole base of Middish was 135. That was the width of the base of Middish. So that was, in this room, that was its length, because its width was only 11 amis. It went in 11 amis, the Ezras Yisrael. And the same thing after Ezras Yisrael was the Ezras Kahanim. If the Ezras Kahanim only you could go there if you're doing with Tzorach Avoida. The Chain Ezras Kahanim was the same measurement as the Ezras Yisrael. It was long 135 amis, that's the width of the whole Beis Hamikdash. Our work of it went further in, its width was also Achas Esrei, 11 amis. Now the Rosh Pisposim, there were the boards sticking out there, Mavdilim ben Ezras Yisrael Yetzos Kanim. There's like a little division there to know the difference when you started the Ezras Kanim and where it ended the Ezras Yisrael. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer Mailohoi, so no, there was a little step there like. There was a step elevation there, because we're going up the mountain now. It was an arm at all, that elevation. The Haduchin Osnole, and the Duchin, that's the place where the Kohanim used to stand and say the Shiur, the Shasta Korbin, they used to stand on that Duchin, that the Duchin was put on top of that step. Uvor Sholosh Mailus, now the Duchin itself had three steps to it. Shel Chatzi Chatzam, each step was a half an arm up and half an arm in. So the three steps together was an arm and a half tall. So Nimtzis, it comes out that Ezra Sakahanim, Gevoyim Ezra Yisrael, Shtei Amos Amachta. Comes out that with Levium stood in the Ezra Kahanim was 2.5 Amos taller than Ezra Yisrael. Because there was the one step that was an arm tall, and then these three steps together was 1.5. So together it's 2.5 Amos taller than the Ezra Yisrael. Now, for Chol HaZorah, the whole HaZorah itself, like the whole HaZorah means from the beginning of Ezra Yisrael until the end of the back of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Chol HaZorah itself was Hoy Sa'orech Meir Shemayna V'Sheva. It was 187 Amis long, which really that's the length. Al-Reichiv, the width of Meir Shleshim Chomish. That's always the width of the whole Beis Hamikdash was 135, and the length of the Azor itself was 187 amis. But it wasn't one room, it was all made up of these things. It was the Ezras Yisrael first, the first 11, then the Ezras Noshim, the next 11, the Ezras Kanim, the next 11. Now, Usholish Esrei Ishtachim HaYisham, there were 13 places we had to bow down over there in the Azor. We had before these 13 pirtzas, there was a mitzvah to bow down every place. Abi Yosi ben Chonamaymer, Keneged Shloisha Oshrei Shorim, Keneged the Inyan to bow down 13 times was Keneged the 13 Shorim, 13 gates they had, 13 gates they had there. And it was like this: Shorim Dreimim on the south side of the Beis Hamikdash, Seluchim Amarav, the gates were pretty close towards the west side. And the first one there was Shar Elyon, the next one was called the Shar Adelik, that gate, the next one was called Shar Bechoris. It used to bring the Bechoris through there, and then the fourth gate there was called Shar HaMayim. That's what used to fetch to bring the water for the Nisach HaMayim through there. Now, V'lomo Nikro Shemoy Shar HaMayim, how come that gate was called the Shar HaMayim? Sheboy Machnis since Lecha Shemayim Shal Nisach Mechon. That's what used to bring there the Tzluchas, the pitches of water for the Nisach of the water on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, O boy, Hamaya Mefachim. Through that gate, the water itself used to flow. And also, the Yasidim Lias Yotzim Atachas Mifan Abayas. Like it will eventually come, water will be coming out from bottom of the gate, the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Means the same, like claiming the portion of there, Shemisham Yotzim, from there the water came out. That the Cheskel set a novi upon, that he said, will come a time that the water will come out through the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Lumas Batsofen, on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash, Smuch Lamarav also, the four gates there were starting closer towards the west side, and the first gate there was called Shar Yechonya, the Shar of Yechonya. Some say because that's when Yechonya went to Golis, he went through that Shar. Then Shar HaKorbin, that's what he used to bring all the Korbanos through, to come to the Tzofen side. Shar HaNoshim, That was a shah that the Noshim used to come if they had to make smich on the korban, or they wanted to be near the korban, the Noshim would go through that shah. Then shah hashir, then there was a shah that was a levim used to come in with a klishir to have the shir there. V'loma nikra shemoy shah yichonya. Now why was that first gate on the north side called shah yichonya? Because shabay yot yichonya begalusa. That's where yichonya, when he went out to Golis, he went through that gate. Sheva Mizrach, on the east side of the Beis Hamikdash, Shah Nikner, not the Beis Hamikdash, it means the Azara. On the east side of the Azara was Shah Nikner. That was the gate going in from the Ezras Noshim into the Ezras Yisrael. Now, Shnei Pishposhim Hoyoloi, there were small, two small entrances on the side of this big gate. Echem Emina, one on the right side, Echem Emina, one on the left side. Ushnaim Bemarav, and there were two gates now on the west side of the Beis Hamikdash. And Lohoyim Hashem, those two gates did not have any name. It wasn't the Miyuchid, didn't have any special name. Because the Gmat had no Tashmish there. There was no real purpose of going in and going out there, so it didn't have any name. Yeah. Now, Perek Shlishi, it says, Mishnah says, HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach itself, Hoyu Shleishu Mushtayim, Al Shleishu Mushtayim. The Mizbeach itself on the bottom was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. That's the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That's how wide it was. Now, all the Amma, let's go up now one Amma. That's the Yisoid. And then the Kornas Amma. Then it went in an Amma. Zera Yisoid, that's the Yisoid, the bottom part of the Mizbeach. They always say the Shiraim of the Dam was spilled on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. That's this bottom Amma. When you go one Amma up, then it went an Amma in. That was the Yisoid. Now, the next part of the Mizbeach that went up was not 32 by 32 anymore. It comes out it was only 30 by 30, because it was taken off an Amor on each side of it. So Nimtza comes out, Shloshim HaShloshim, Ola Chomish. Now the next five Amas going up was only a square of 30 by 30 Amas. So it went up now five Amas, and then again V'Konas Amor went in again an Amor. And Zel HaSev, that's called the Sevev, where you used to be able to walk around the Beis Hamikdash on the Sevev. That six Amos off the floor, it was an indention of an Amor going in that you could walk around there. And Nimsa comes out from on top of the Sovev, the next we'll soon see three Amos going upwards. How, why, what was it with? Nimsa was Esu Meshumayal, Esu Meshumayal was only 28 Amos by 28 Amos, because it went in already, these four Amos already. And then when he got when he went up three, so far we have six and three, we have nine. Now the 10th Amma, we know the Mizbeach was 10 Ammas tall, that was the Makom HaKronos. On each corner there was a Keren, there was like a corner there, a Keren. Amma Mizeh, B'Yamma Mizeh, each corner went up an Amma, it was an Amma wide there, the corner. Nimsa comes out that to take away another Amma for the Keren. So on top of the Mizbeach itself, the usable place there was an Amma less, two Ammas less, because in each side was an Amma. Nimsa comes out, Etzrim Vashesh, Etzrim Vashesh, comes out to be on top of the Mizbeach, the place to use, is 26 Amos by 26 Amos. Now, Mokim Hilich Ragle Kadim, there was a space that the Kahanim could walk around the Mizbeach, not to be burnt. There was Amo Mizeh, Yamo Mizeh, and one Amo going in on all four sides of the Mizbeach was left over for the Kahanim to walk around there. So Nimsa comes out now, like in the middle part of the Mizbeach, how much space could be used for burning purposes? It comes out, Nimsa, Esrim V'Yabba was only 24 Amis, Al Esrim V'Yabba was only 24 by 24, Mekayim HaMarocha. That's the place that could be used for burning on top of the Mizbeach. Even the Mikra Adin, they only had three Marochas, one big one, then one next to the smaller one for the Keteris, and then a very small one just to keep the Eish always burnt there. There could be at certain times when the Mizbeach is very full, they used to make more Marochas, but they could use all this space of 24 by 24 to use for burning. Now, Amr Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi argues something like this. Amr Rav Yossi, Metchilu no, lo hoye le shmoyne v'yesrim ha shmoyne v'yesrim. He knows the Mizbeach was not 32 by 32, but rather started out only to be 28 by 28, he holds. And we see all that there could be the first measurement was by the Mishkan, but by Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, he holds it wasn't 32 by 32, but when Shlomo built the first Beis Hamikdash, the Mizbeach was only the bottom, the most widest part by the Yisoid was only 28 by 28. Now, also, Kainis, you go up, and one Amma V'Yerla B'Midizu, The same thing, you go that's the Yisoyim, then the Soivev. So it comes out according to Shitom, Achinim Samokam Amarocha, how much space was open on top to be used for burning, was only Esim Alasu Esim, 20 by 20. That's by the base of Midrash Rishon. Now, when Kishon Lebnei Gdola, when by Ezra's time they came up to build the second base of Midrash, is Haisifui Olav Arba Amos Min Adorim. They added on to it, to the first year of four Amos, to this last year of 28 by 20, or on top 20 by 20, they added on to it four Amos on the south side, for Yarab Amos from the Marav, and four Amos from the west side. Kemin Gamma, looked like a Gamma, like it looked like an L, a backwards L. Shnemer apart, they dash in the Pontic in Yecheskel by Ezra. But it says there, Bahariel, at the base of Migdash, Shtei Mesri Orech, Shtei Mesri Reichab Revua. It was 12 by 12 square. So now, Yochad, do you really think it means 12? Shein Uel, Shtei Mesri, Shtei Mesri, that can't be. We know that Mizbech is wider than that. Kishwan, when the Pasuk says like this, El Arba Revov, on the four sides of it, Malamad, it means like this. Sheminu Emtsa, who made it, Shtei Mesri Amal Ocholuach. Meaning, if you're standing in the middle of the Mizbeach, so it's 12 Amos to each side of it. So it comes out then that really, from one side to the other side, was 24 Amos. So it was 24 by 24. So that's the way we have it by the Mishkan. So in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they added on to the more than had in the Beis Hamikdash Harishon to where there was in the Mishkan, that the top of it was 24 by 24. Now, V'chut shel sikra chogra b'yemsa. In the middle of the Mizbeach, 5 Amos up, that's 1 Amma below the Soivev, there was like a red streak going around it that went around the base of the Mizbeach. Lahab, that was for a sign to divide between Hadam and Yoinim, between the Dam, let's say like this Shkitas Achatis, that's supposed to be on the top half of the Mizbeach, the Dam of Hatachtonim to the other Karbonis, where the Dam is supposed to be in the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That was this Chut HaSikra's red streak going around the base of Migdish, going around the Mizbeach to divide between the top part and the bottom part. Now, the Yisoid, that we say is Yisoid, the bottom foundation, that did not go all around on all four sides of the Mizbeach. On the whole north side of the Mizbeach, there was that Yisoid, one arm of the bottom arm is sticking out. The Apnei Kol HaMarav, what did on the west side? It went all around the west side of that Amma. The Yerchel Bedover came to the south side, Amachas only stuck out just one Amma. Over Mizrach Amachas, who did on the east side also, only stuck out one side. So it comes out there wasn't such a Yisoid on the Dorm and the Mizrach side, there was only one Amma on each side. But the main part of the Yisoid was either on the Tzofen or on the Maron side. That's where they had the, All right, we'll stop here.